الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we're having, reading from Lashah Usul al-Thalatha by our beloved Sheikh and Father Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan al-Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala. And for those who are unaware, we don't read word for word from the Sheikh's explanation. What we take from his explanation, we benefit from it. What we likewise read from other explanations, as well as some of the books of the Salaf, like the books of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, and his student, al-Imam ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala. Last week, we left off on the issue of belief in the malaika, and we mentioned the different aspects present in the books of Ahlul Sunnah related to the belief in the malaika, as it relates to some of their names, as it relates to some of their duties and occupations, as it's been mentioned in the Quran, as well as in the authentic Sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that came, meaning the belief in the malaika, was mentioned because of the fact that the author, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, is mentioning the affair of the six branches of Iman. The six branches of Iman that were mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir, wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharri. To believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day and in divine decree. So we finished the belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. We finished the belief in the Malaika. And now we will go on to that which was mentioned about belief in the books of Allah. And before we continue, just to remind the brothers and sisters, there are basically three, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm not well aware of the English market, or the books which are present in the English market, but there are basically three explanations of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah present in the market, which are translated into English. The most, or the oldest of those translations is the translation of the Sharh of Al-Usul al-Thalatha by Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, and that was translated by our dear brother, Abu Talha, rahimahullah ta'ala. The second explanation, and I'm not mentioning them in the order of their importance, no, I'm mentioning in the order of them being printed and available in the English market. The second explanation was the explanation by our beloved Sheikh Sheikh Ubaid bin Abdullah bin Suleiman, and also and it is available in the English market, and that was translated by our brother Hassan Sumari, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. And the third translation, which is a recent translation, and it is a very good translation as well. In terms of, it is a very good book in Arabic. I haven't read the English translation. It's a very good book in Arabic. I haven't read the English translation, but it's very easy. And that is the translation of the Sharh by Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, the very Sharh, or the very explanation that we're reading from, or that we take from, that has been translated recently in America by the brothers from Masjid al-Tawheed wa Sunnah in North Carolina. I don't know how good that translation is, just because of the fact that I haven't read it yet, but that has recently been printed and available in the English market. In terms of the order, as it relates to the most beneficial And the more content, Sheikh Hussaini's rahimahullah ta'ala, has the most content, and it's very strong in its content. After Sheikh Hussaini's, Sheikh Saad al-Fawzan, I'm talking about the Arabic, I don't know about the English. After Sheikh Hussaini's, Sheikh Saad al-Fawzan's Hafizahullah ta'ala in the Arabic, it's strong in content, but it is for a beginner. Or I would say it's slightly higher than a beginner. Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabiri, Hafizahullah ta'ala, his explanation is for the beginner. It's summarized. His explanation, regardless of the amount of pages it is in English, but in the Arabic, his explanation is summarized. And it's more so like explanation or summarized or brief explanation. So Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, I would consider is for the higher student of knowledge. Sheikh Saad al-Fawzan is somewhat in the middle. And Sheikh Ubayd, hafizahullah ta'ala, is a more summarized explanation of the treatise. And I advise my brothers and sisters to definitely have all of these three explanations in their libraries. With regards to Iman bil-Qutub, with regards to the belief in the books of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sheikh Saad al-Fawzan says, وَهِيَ الْقُتُبُ أَلَّتِي أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الرَّسُولِ. It should be عَلَى الرَّسُولِ. No, in Arabic there's a mistake. It says, وَهِيَ الْقُتُبُ أَلَّتِي أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الرَّسُولِ. So there's a mistake in the Arabic. It should say, وَهِيَ الْقُتُبُ أَلَّتِي أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الرَّسُولِ. Because Rasul is a singular. Allah did not reveal books to one messenger. No, Allah did not reveal books to one messenger. Allah revealed books to many messengers. So there's a mistake in the Arabic. It should be, these are the books which Allah sent down to the messengers. It should say in Arabic, وَهِيَ الْقُتُبَ الَّتِي أَنزَلَهَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ بِهِدَايَةِ الْبَشَرِ. These are the books that Allah sent down to the prophets for the guidance of mankind. نُؤْمِنُ بِهَا أَوْ نُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهَا كَلَامُ اللَّهِ حَقِيقَةً. We believe, or this is the first point, that we believe that these books are the actual speech of Allah. One. وَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَا سَمَّ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَمْ يُسَمِّ. Second. And we believe that which Allah has mentioned from their names and that which Allah has not mentioned from their names. Because Allah did not inform us of the names of all of the books. So there's some names that Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us of the Quran, of the Torah, of the Injil. And Sheikh Saad al-Fawzan mentions those, the Quran, the Torah, the Injil, the Suhuf Musa wa Ibrahim, the pages of Musa, the scrolls that were present with Musa, the scrolls that were present with Ibrahim. So Allah has informed us of those. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the specific names. But there were some books that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down and He didn't inform us of their names. So we believe in them in general. The Shaykh Saad al-Fawzan says, سَمَّ اللَّهُ لَنَا مِنْهَا. Allah has informed us of the names at Tawrat, Wal-Injil, Wal-Zabur, Al-Zabur, which is that which Allah sent down to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and He mentions that at the bottom of the page in Surah An-Nisa, the 163rd verse. Allah mentioned Al-Zabur. So we believe in that. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we believe in the tremendous great Qur'an. وَالصُّحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. The scrolls of Ibrahim. وَمُوسَى. And Musa. So we believe in these. And likewise, we believe in that which Allah has not mentioned. In Sheikh Saad al-Fawzan says, الْإِيمَانُ بِالْكُتُبِ السَّابِقَةِ يَكُونُ إِيمَانًا مُجْمَلًا. This is important. The belief in the previous books is a general belief. Why? Because we know those books have been distorted. So can I believe? I believe that Allah sent down the Bible, the Injil. I believe that Allah sent down the Torah. I believe that Allah sent down the pages of Ibrahim, the pages of Musa, or the scrolls of Ibrahim, the scrolls of Musa. I believe in that. But if a person brings me, why is the Sheikh saying generally? Because if a person brings me the Bible and says, do you believe in this book? I say, yes, I believe that Allah sent down a book and it has the title of this book. It has the title of this book. Do I believe that this book that you're holding in your hand is completely that which Allah has been, that which Allah has sent down? I can't say that I do because there's things that are distorted in it. So I believe that Allah sent down a book to Isa alayhi salam called the Torah, the Bible, or the Injil, the Bible. I believe that. But that which is present in your hand, do I believe in everything which is in it? No, I cannot. No, I cannot. So the previous books, and why can't I? Because it's been distorted. In the Bible it says that Dawood alayhi salam fought Allah. Wa na'udhu billah. He says that Dawood fought Allah and Dawood conquered Allah. He beat Allah in a wrestling match. Wa na'udhu billah. It's not possible for me to believe that. In the Bible it mentions that Lut alayhi salam had indecent relations with one of his daughters. Can I believe that? I can't believe that. In the Bible, it mentions that Lut alayhi salatu wasalam drank. He became drunk and intoxicated. Can I believe that? I can't believe that. This is not the maqam of the anbiya. This is not the position. This is not the position. This does not hold the dignity and the meaning of being a prophet and a messenger. So these things I can't believe. You know? So these type of things should be understood. Yani, we believe in general in the books which Allah Azza wa Jal has sent down previously, but specifically what is present in them today, we cannot believe in much of it. We cannot believe in much of it. Now, well, iman, but there's one book that we have to believe in it specifically and generally. Well, iman bil Quran yakunu imanan mufassalan. But belief in the Quran, it has to be specific. We know that this book which is present with the Muslims is the book which Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent down. This is the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, we have sent down the reminder and we will protect it. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nuri bi'idhni rabbihim. A book that we have sent down to you to take the people from darkness to light. So this book, which is the Quran, we have to believe in it specifically. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْذِكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have sent down to you the reminder so that you can clarify to the people that which has been revealed to them. حَامِيمْ تَنزِيلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. حَامِيمْ, in the beginning of Surah Al-Ahqaf. حَامِيمْ تَنزِيلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. It has been revealed from Allah. The book has been revealed from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. So we understand this Quran is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, mufassalan. We believe in it specifically. There's no reason for us to doubt it. There's no reason for us to doubt it. This is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this will be the hujjah of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the khalq until Yawm al-Qiyamah. This would be the proof from Allah upon His creation until the Day of Judgment. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We will not punish the people until we send a messenger. This is the book that the messenger came with, صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. لِأَنَّ كِتَابَنَا لِأَنَّهُ كِتَابَنَا وَأُنزِلَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is our book, and this is that which has been revealed to the Prophet. فَمَنْ جَهَدَ آيَةً أَوْ حَرْفًا مِنْ حُرُوفِهِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. So whoever denies a verse or a letter from this book, then he is a disbeliever. مرتدٌ عن الإسلام. He has apostated from Islam. He has apostated from Islam. وكذلك من آمن ببعض القرآن. So the person who denies the Quran, he's apostated. Even you have in the books of Ahlul Sunnah, who says that the Quran is not the speech of Allah, disbeliever. Who says the Quran is not the speech of Allah is a disbeliever. Whoever says that which has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the Quran, disbelievers, like the Shia, al-Ithnay Ashariya. The Shia, they said this is not the Quran, it's incomplete. The likes of that, disbeliever. Naam. Likewise, whoever, the Shaykh says, وَكَذَلَكْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِبَعْضِ الْقُرْآنِ وَكَفَرَ بِبَعْضِهِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. Who also, whoever, you can say this is point number two, in terms of disbelief. So whoever denies the Quran, disbeliever. Whoever denies that which has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran, is a disbeliever. Whoever says that which is present with the people is not the Quran, disbeliever. In terms of that which is, we said whoever says that the Quran is not the actual speech of Allah. Whoever says that the Quran is not the actual speech of Allah, disbeliever. Likewise, whoever believes in some of the Quran and disbelieves in other parts of the Quran, likewise a disbeliever. The Shia said that they said some of it has been placed there. Some of it is actually the Quran, some of it is not actually the Quran. They say the Sahaba, wa na'udhu billah. They said the Sahaba took some of it away and they kept some of it. That which was in accordance to their desires, they kept it. That which was not in accordance to their desires, they removed it. It's disbelief. This is disbelief. You believe in some of the book and you disbelieve in other parts of the book, this is disbelief. Now, وكذلك من آمن ببعض الكتب. This is another, with regards to all of the books. Whoever believes in some books and disbelieves in other books, فهو كافر. He is also disbeliever. أتؤمن ببعض الكتاب وتكفر أتؤمن ببعض الكتاب وتكفر ببعض. As Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentions in the Quran, as Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentions in the Quran, and it comes on the second page in Surah An-Nisa. As Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. In Surah An-Nisa, the 150th verse, they say, we believe in some of the book and we disbelieve in other parts of the book. They want to separate between Allah and His Messenger. They want to separate. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. They want to separate between Allah and His book. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. In the following verse, Allah says, they are the true disbelievers. They are the true disbelievers. Naam. And likewise, as the Shaykh mentions, Afwan. Naam. So this is that which was mentioned in that regard. So we've mentioned certain things, and there's many other things that we can mention with regards to the belief in the books. Belief in the book also requires that one follows the book. It also requires that one follows their book. An individual who doesn't follow the book, he is like who? He's like the Jews. He's like the Jews. That those who have taken the book and put it, وَرَاءَ ذُهُورِهِمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who have taken the books and they put it behind their backs. Those who have taken the books and they put it behind their backs. This is disbelief. You have to act upon the book. We say, غَيْرُ مَقْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. غَيْرُ مَقْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path, not the path of those who have incurred the anger of Allah. Why have they incurred the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Because they did not act upon that knowledge. They did not act upon that knowledge. Likewise, none. We believe in that which Allah has informed us in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We can't say, I believe in the Quran, but I don't believe in this story and the likes of that. That is disbelief. Likewise, living your life upon it. Living your life based upon the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is following that which is in the Quran and following that which is in the Sunnah. If you love Allah, you have to follow it. You have to live your life based on it. مَا كَانَ لِلْمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not the way of the believing man or the believing woman. If Allah and His Messenger decree something, that they have any say-so in the matter. What comes in the Quran, we have to believe in it. We know the story that individuals, and this is mentioned in Kitab al-Tawheed, individuals came to Umar, or two individuals, a Muslim and two individuals disagreed during the time of Umar. And they said, one of them said, let's go to, and this also took place on the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's go to the Prophet to judge between us. And the individual said, no, let's go to so-and-so. And I believe in the Kitab al-Tawheed, it mentions during the time of Umar, let's go to so-and-so. No, let's go to Umar. Let's have him judge in this regard. The other one said, no, let's go to Umar. Let's go to another individual. Let's go to a rabbi, the likes of that. He did not want to return the judgment to the book of Allah. Umar ordered that this individual be killed. Why? It's kufr. To not refer back to the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is kufr not to refer back to the hukum of Allah. As well, John, وَمَن يَحْكُم بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَمَن لَمْ يَحْكُم بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. Three verses in the Quran. Whoever does not rule by that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated. And yeah, Allah mentions as fusaq, He mentions them as sinners. Allah mentions them as kuffar. And the other verse I can't recall right now. Those are the enemies of Allah. The enemies. Al-Hadun, the enemies, the sinners, and the disbelievers. Naam. In continuing, Al-Iman bil-Rusul, that we believe in the messengers. Al-Iman bil-Rusul, jami'uhum, we believe in all of the messengers. Min awwalihim ila akhirihim. From the first of them to the last of them. And there's a disagreement. Is the first of the messengers. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, or the first of the messengers, Noah. And you can find this mentioned in, if I'm not mistaken, Kitab al-Nubuwat, the book with regards to prophecy by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Some of the scholars say, the first messenger is Noah, because he came with a message. He was calling people to Tawheed. And he was forbidding them from shirk. Whereas Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the first Nabi. He's the first prophet. But in terms of the first messenger, it was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. This is that which, if I'm not mistaken, this is that which many of the scholars have mentioned. So we believe in all of them, those whom Allah has mentioned and those whom Allah has not mentioned. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, رُسُلٌ قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلٌ لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Allah mentioned in the Quran, messengers that we have informed you of and messengers that we have not informed you of. So there were some that Allah informed us of specifically, their names and the likes, and there were some that Allah Azza wa Jal did not inform us of. And we have in the Quran many of the prophets being mentioned, مثلا in the Surah Al-An'am. Allah mentions, and on the next page you have Ishaq and Yaqub. And Allah mentions Dawood and Sulaiman and Ayyub and Yusuf and Musa and Harun and Yahya and Isa and Zakariya and Ilyas and Ismail and Ya'as and Yunus and Lut. Allah mentions many of them in the Quran. So we have to believe in the prophets and the messengers. Sheikh Salah Fawzan Habib al-Ratana mentioned, فَالْكُفْرُ بِنَبِيٍّ وَاحِدٍ أَوْ بِرَسُولٍ كُفْرٌ بِالْجَمِيعٍ. If you disbelieve in one messenger or one prophet, you have disbelieved in all of them. What's the proof for that? Allah mentions in Surah Shu'ara, and in other verses as well. But in Surah Shu'ara, the 105th verse, Allah mentioned, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Nuh have disbelieved in the prophets. طيب. Did Allah send to the people of Nuh many prophets? No, Allah sent them one prophet, Nuh. So why did Allah describe them as disbelieving in all of the prophets? Because once you disbelieve in one prophet, you have disbelieved in all. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned, نَحْنُ إِخْوَةٌ لَعَلَّاتِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, we are brothers. We are brothers. Our religion is one. And our legislations vary. So if you disbelieve in one, you disbelieve in others. If you say, I believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I disbelieve in any other prophet, whether it's Isa, whether it's Musa, whether it's Harun, whether it's Ibrahim, whether it's Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, if you say I disbelieve in others, I'm not sure about the others. I'm not sure about the others. What's important to me is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you about the other prophets and the other messengers. The Quran tells you about the other prophets and the messengers. The Sunnah tells you about the other prophets and the messengers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you when he entered into Jannah, he saw the prophets and he saw the messengers. And he described that he led them in prayer. And he described what was said, what was being done by Ibrahim and what was said by Isa and what was said by Musa and what was said by the other prophets and the other messengers. And this is something important, and this is a part of our da'wah. Is that we explain to the people that we believe in the prophets and we believe in the messengers. And all of them have their high status in Islam. Because many of the Christians are of the belief that the Muslims don't believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. No, we believe in him. He was one of the ulul azm. He's one of the prophets that had firm intention
one of the prophets that had firm commitment. Allah mentions him as Ulul Azam. So we believe in the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we defend the Prophet Isa. We have a surah in the Quran, Surah Maryam, talking about the mother Isa in the end of Surah Ma'idah. Allah talks about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we need to explain it to them. That's one. Two. And Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, تَرَى أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. You see their eyes flowing with tears because of that which they hear of the truth. When we explain to them the story of Isa, what he went through of trials and tribulations, when the Sahaba who migrated from Medina to Habash, from Mecca to Habasha, to Ethiopia, and they met Najashi, and they explained to Najashi our belief in Isa, he began to cry because this is the haqq. This is the haqq, so they need to know that. They shouldn't feel that we believe in Muhammad and we disbelieve in Isa. No, we need to correct their belief and their perception of Islam and their perception of our belief in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is one thing. Another thing is that we need to stand up and defend the prophets and the messengers. Why is it that you have some from amongst us when the kuffar make blasphemy of Ibrahim, or they make blasphemy of Musa, or they make blasphemy of Lut, or they make blasphemy of Isa, some of the Muslims are quiet. But as soon as they make blasphemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we stand up and we defend the Prophet Muhammad. That makes them feel that we don't have any belief or any reverence or respect for the other prophets and messengers. No, we need to show them. If they make a movie, or if they write a book, or if they do a cartoon about Musa or Dawood or Isa alayhi wasallam, they need to get letters from the Muslims. We need to inform them. We need to have lectures about our belief in Isa. We need to have lectures about our belief in Musa. Not that we go do mudaharat. Not that we go do a protesting and the likes of that. That's not from Islam. That's not from Islam. That's way of the kuffar. But in terms of writing letters, in terms of writing articles, in terms of giving lectures in our community, if there's a movie, Muhammad, if there's a movie or a song, and that song is against Isa and shows him in a manner which is not befitting, we should have lectures. We should have lectures. The belief of the Muslims with regards to Isa, with regards to Jesus. The belief of the Muslims with regards to Moses. The belief of the Muslims with regards to Ibrahim. And this is a form of da'wah. They come out. Wow, the Muslims, they believe in Ibrahim. They believe in Moses. They believe in David. They believe in Isa. Yes, we believe in them. And we would defend them. And they're mentioned in our book and the likes of this. This is something which is extremely important. Inshallah, next week we will continue with belief in the last day and belief in Qadr. And then we will move on to the rest of the book, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.